Impressionism can be considered the first distinctly modern movement in painting. It was developed in Paris in the 1860s. It is an art movement characterized by relatively small, thin, yet visible brushstrokes, open composition, emphasis on accurate depiction of light and its changing qualities, ordinary subject matter, the inclusion of movement as a crucial element of human perception and experience, and unusual visual angles. Its influence spread throughout Europe and eventually the United States. Impressionism originated with a group of Paris-based artists whose independent exhibitions brought them to prominence during the 1870s and 1880s. Now, let's talk about Impressionism's beginnings. In the middle of the 19th century, a time of change as Emperor Napoleon III rebuilt Paris and waged war. The Académie des Beaux-Arts dominated French art. The Académie was the preserver of traditional French painting standards of content and style. Historical subjects, religious themes, and portraits were valued. Landscape and still life were not. The Academy preferred carefully finished images that look realistic when examined closely. Paintings in this style were made up of precise brush strokes, carefully blended to hide the artist's hand in the work. In the early 1860s, four young painters, Claude Monet, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, Alfred Sisley, and Frederick Bazille, met while studying under the academic artists Charles Glier. They discovered that they shared an interest in painting landscape and contemporary life, rather than historical or mythological scenes. Following a practice that had become increasingly popular by mid-century, they often ventured into the countryside together to paint in the open air, but not for the purpose of making sketches to be developed into carefully finished works in the studios, as was the usual custom. By painting in sunlight directly from nature, and making bold use of the vivid synthetic pigments that had become available since the beginning of the century, they began to develop a lighter and brighter manner of painting that extended further the realism of Gustave Courbet and the Barbizon school. Let's discover the famous Impression painting style. Olympia, which is drawn by Monet, is one of the most famous pieces. The painting depicts a Parisian prostitute lying naked on the bed, her left hand covering her modesty. Behind her stands a servant carrying a bouquet of flowers that have presumably been sent by a satisfied customer. The picture uses broad brushstrokes and so could have been criticized by the establishment for this reason. But it was the courtesan's unapologetic and brazen stare that caused an uproar. The next piece is the dance class drawn by Edgar Degas, which is one of my favorites. Degas's dance class series ticks all the impressionist boxes. They are modern scenes, they use bright colors, and they give the viewer the sensation of movement. They are also, as per Degas' personality, devoid of any sentimentality. The final masterpiece is the Card Players, drawn by Cezanne. This is one of the most famous paintings in the Impressionism. Cezanne's series of five card players all depict local Provençal farmhands focusing intently on their games of cards. Two pictures show three card players, the remaining paintings only two. Cézanne completed many studies before painting the five works, with the usual assumption being that the larger grid player pick your skin first. Okay, thank you.